8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely fantastic Wednesday. So excited. April 30th, 2025 edition. Yesterday, Donald Trump down in Selfridge. But before we get there, I got a couple of text messages that came in during Dr. Jeff. Kristen Marcus, the former Antrim County Commissioner, ran for state representative, says, I've been feeding my dog Iams along with a half a can of green beans twice a day, every day for a month, and she seems to be healthier. Now, I don't know if it was just our dogs. I don't know if it was the type of brand of Iams I was feeding, but we had a Cocker Spaniel. Her name was Lady. We also had Magnum. And we had another dog, Hunter and Dandy. Now, Dandy was the bigger brother to Hunter. And we used to feed Iams to our dogs, but all three of them ended up getting cancer. Dandy not only had cancer, but he also had sniffed some wet soils out near a firewood pile, I believe, and ended up getting blastomycosis, that fungus in his lungs. But when the doctor checked him and did the blood draw, the test, he found cancer cells too. So we stopped using Iams. That's just my personal opinion. Fed Iams for years. And again, all three dogs ended up getting cancer, and we had to put them down. Dr. Jeff likes 4Health at Tractor Supply. And I like the premium brands of Kirtland brand at Costco. Again, we get Snoop, lamb and rice. Kind of stay away from corn or corn meals is what we were told. Our labs especially had really bad itching and problems with their ears whenever you use corn or cornmeal. Try to stay away from corn and cornmeal, and I'm sure your dog will do really well. And the only reason we use rice with the lamb formula is it interacts with the lamb and provides that nice firm stool that Dr. Jeff was talking about. So that's what we do, but you're welcome to do whatever you want. Or if you have questions, get a hold of Dr. Jeff, get his opinion. Didn't get the phone number out when he was on with us. It's up in Sault Ste. Marie, Sioux Animal Hospital, 906 area code 635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. So greatly appreciate you guys using Dr. Jeff, and consider taking your dog to him there, especially if you need a surgery. Dr. Jeff is a Sioux Animal Hospital. They're not just a normal veterinarian office, not a clinic. They're a full-blown hospital. So after surgeries, if needed, they can actually keep the patient there for a few days to monitor them, make sure they're doing okay before you take them home. And if you're downstate, they have motels very close nearby. Actually, they have one just a couple doors down, and you can stay there the night before, get your animal there first thing in the morning. They can do the surgery. Most of the time, you can take them home later in the afternoon, early evening, and get back home. Ends up being a day, but definitely worth it. It'll save you a ton of money. Highly recommend Dr. Jeff and their surgical abilities there at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Gretchen Whitmer and other Democrats attended the landing of Air Force One out at Selfridge Air Force Base, and it ended up actually being a photo op. Good opportunity for the governor to say a few words. And basically get in Donald Trump's good graces. Few of the Republicans then went with him to the event down at Macomb County Community College, 12 Mile Road in Warren, Michigan. Well, it's kind of interesting. Kind of interesting because the quote of the day was given to Governor Gretchen Whitmer when she said, "I'm really damn happy we're here." The girl's always got to swear. Trucker language. Oh, man. Governor Gretchen Whitmer speaking impromptu from the presidential podium after President Donald Trump gave the governor a chance to offer a few remarks after he announced a new mission for Selfridge Air National Guard Base starting in fiscal year 2028. That's when the funding takes place and the jets are built. And it's really kind of interesting because this is, without a doubt, a huge boom to the economy there in Macomb County. Yesterday, President Donald Trump announced that Macomb County's Selfridge Air National Guard Base will be receiving 21 new F-15 Eagles to replace the retiring A-19 Warthogs, which was an enormous win for the Air Base and Governor Gretchen Whitmer, whose personal visit to the White House on behalf of Selfridge came at a great political cost. Speaking at the Air Base with dozens of military personnel and fatigues behind him, Trump singled out Governor Whitmer for bringing the request to his attention very strongly and proceeded to call her out as Gretchen a few times. He told the crowd that some urged him, now this is interesting, urged him not to invite Whitmer to yesterday's event. But he turned around and told them, "She's going to be here. She's done a very good job, frankly, bringing this to my attention, and I absolutely am going to have her there." Trump, at the event, brought Whitmer to the presidential podium to give a brief remark. The governor shared 30 seconds of thoughts without mentioning the president even once. And her quote of the day, "I'm really damn happy we're here." Talking about the other politicians, elected officials that were there. The president then took back the microphone and he credited House Speaker Matt Hall for working with Whitmer to make the new assignment happened. He also mentioned hometown U.S. Congressman John James from Shelby Township before giving a shout out to Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who is actually running against James, along with Mike Cox, the former Attorney General, who was not at the event for the 2026 Republican gubernatorial nomination. Now, I wonder why Mike Cox would not be there. Kind of interesting. The announcement is critical for the Harrison Township facility, which was a base without a mission, and honestly, without much of a future after fiscal year 2027, when the A-10 Thunderbolt II aircraft, nicknamed the Warthogs, were slated to be retired. Without a replacement, the base was projected to lose a significant number of jobs that provided $30 million in annual wages. According to the White House, the 21 F-15 EXs will begin arriving in fiscal year 2028. Without overturning other basing decisions impacting other states. Whitmer later said this is a huge bipartisan win for Michigan. Decades in the making. That will grow our economy and make our country safer. Because of our tireless work with partners on the ground in Macomb County and on both sides of the aisle, the future of Selfridge is bright, lasting, and secure. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, former sheriff, Macomb County Commission Chair Joe Sabatini, Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller, Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat from St. Clair Shores, Macomb County Chamber President and CEO Kelly Lavati, as well as Harrison Township Supervisor Ken Verkast, and Selfridge Community Council President Jonathan Vanderbosch, all shared space in the governor's press release celebrating the announcement. Numerous public officials praised the president for yesterday's actions. Current Drain Commissioner, former U.S. Congresswoman and Secretary of State Candace Miller said, "This will absolutely secure the future of Selfridge, which is a critical component of our national defense, especially along our northern border." She advocated for Selfridge as a member of Congress for 14 years. And back in 2022, she was the honorary base commander. Whitmer sent a timeline along with today's press release showing that she had 21 meetings, letters, as well as other correspondence over the last 6 years. As she sought out a new mission for Selfridge. Most of those letters and correspondence were sent to former President Joe Biden. Well, her last action, the April 9th meeting at the White House, ended up turning politically catastrophic for the governor when she was ushered into the Oval Office as the president was signing executive orders. Many of those she did not personally support. At one point, she even hit her face with a blue folder when she was asked to take a picture by the New York Times. They snapped the picture anyway, and it ran in a short article that weekend. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Smith and Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just wrapping up this story about Governor Gretchen Whitmer when she appeared in the Oval Office face-to-face meeting with President Trump back on April 9th. Whitmer, considered a top-level presidential candidate prior to the visit, ended up being framed as not being ready for prime time and losing significant positive momentum among Washington's extensive chattering class. Many perceived the photograph that was in the New York Times, her standing in front of the fireplace of the Oval Office, aides on both sides of her, when she told the photographer she didn't want her picture taken. Well, he continued to hold the camera up, and Whitmer grabbed some blue folders that she was holding and held them up in front of her face. The picture was snapped, and again, like I said before the break, ran in an article that weekend. Well, the photograph went viral on social media, and many said it really hurt her presidential hopes. But first of all, I disagree. April 9th of 2025 is long time away from the 2028 presidential primary. Will the photograph resurface? Absolutely. If I was her opponent in a Democrat primary, I would definitely use it in my TV ads. Number one, if you had enough money to run against her for president, you would very simply say, Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the Oval Office, kind of a question mark, not ready for prime time. And then I would show that photograph. Politically, it was stupid. She should have put on a big smile or even a solemn face and had her picture taken in the Oval Office. A face of, I belong here. I belong here. I should be the next president of the United States. But she didn't do that. She hid behind the blue folders because simply as she was telling the reporter, I don't want my picture taken. Well, you know, reporters, they're going to snap away anyway. So, really unfortunate. Really, really unfortunate. Now, after they left Suffrage Air Force Base, President Donald Trump chose Macomb County to celebrate his first 100 days in office. In a political rally, he touted efforts to terminate the woke lunacy. Billions of dollars in government waste and their spending, and his efforts to stop the invasion of our southern border. You finally have a president who's attending our borders and our people. After decades of politicians who destroyed Detroit to simply build up Beijing, you finally have a champion for workers in the White House. Instead of putting China first, I'm putting Michigan and America first, Trump said. After a lifetime of unelected bureaucrats stealing your paychecks, attacking your values, strangling your freedoms, we are here stopping their gravy train. Trump arrived in Michigan around 4 p.m., landing Air Force One at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Harrison Township. The earlier event featured celebrations among Democrats and Republicans over Trump announcing the new military aircraft that will be stationed at the base. At 6 p.m., roughly 12 miles away at Macomb County Community College, Trump hosted a rally very similar to his campaign trail events. They had large signs reading 100 Days of Greatness. The Golden Age was floating above the stage. He talked about missing campaigning. When it came to an April 17th through April 24th poll conducted by CNN, pinning his approval rating at 41%, Trump called it fake, claiming that they interviewed far more Democrats. And if they had truly been fair in interviewing the same number of Republicans, independents, as they did Democrats, he said he believes his approval rating would be in the 60s or 70s, if it was legitimate. Other polls, of course, showed him much lower, and didn't really matter because the crowd, obviously overwhelming, were all Trump supporters. 100 Days of Greatness and the Golden Age, and the place was packed. Talked about his tariffs, talked about foreign policy, talked about shutting down the southern border. The other day, I believe it was on Monday, Tom Homan said Monday night, they had 38 encounters at the southern border on Monday. For the entire day. Not 3,800 like under Biden. 38. It was a great day in Michigan yesterday. Absolutely a great day. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call